Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention now to bowls of food. There's a new book out by Robin Asbell. It's called Great Bowls of Food. And I've enjoyed going through it, and I think you will as well, as we talk with her about this food trend, bowls of food. Hope you'll join in with your, maybe you've tried this. What types of bowls do you like to make? Are you familiar with the food trend? You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go ahead and post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. And Robin, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
I'm really pleased to have you with us. I mentioned just a minute ago or so that I was at Tex Tubbs restaurant in Madison on Saturday night for dinner. And I normally, when I go there, I have a burrito. And this time I thought, you know what, I'm going to try their burrito bowl. And it was wonderful.
Yeah, it's just kind of a different format. You know, it's a very flexible way of just, you know, putting your meal together that you can make it just however you want.
And of course, that particular bowl was without the wrap. And I found that just fine.
Yeah, I think they kind of started doing that at Chipotle and places like that, so people were not just getting so much, you know, carbohydrate.
Yeah. Well, what got you interested in food bowls?
Well, you know, I've been cooking with whole grains for a long time. You know, my first book was about whole grains back in, whenever that was, 2006. And so I'm very interested in grain-based eating anyway. And so when I started seeing that people were catching on to this, I thought, hey, you know, I'll just expand on it. Because we've been making the Zen bowls and Buddha bowls in, you know, natural foods for a long time.
Yeah, this is a long history, isn't it? Talk about the history of it.
Well, you know, the origin story is that in Buddhist countries, the Buddhist monks, you know, they live a life of poverty. And so for them to eat, they actually get in a line in their saffron robes and they all carry bowls. And people come out and put food in their bowl as an offering. And so in those countries are generally a rice-based cuisine. So you would end up with a big rice bowl. And so it's a gratitude bowl or a Zen bowl or a Buddha bowl. And so it's just a fun way. Then, you know, we can sort of interpret that as we will. And I see it as a reason to be mindful as well.
Why do you think Americans have embraced this food bowl business?
You know, people just want things to be easy, and they want things to be, you know, very comfortable. I think that it's a great place, too, for us to use our kind of our melting pot way of cooking. So we like to eat Mexican one day, Chinese another day, Thai another day, and bowls are perfect for that.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think the benefits you mentioned, as I mentioned, having a burrito bowl, I cut back on the carbs for sure with that. That's one I might say is a benefit of eating this way.
Yeah, and you can just pick your favorite, you know, grains and vegetables and put a tasty sauce on there and, you know, and you can make it for a family and say, if I want beets on mine, you know, I can have beets and the kids can have, you know, carrots or peas instead.
You may want to join in with your own questions or comments or experiences to share. I hope you will as we talk with our guest today, Robin Asbell, about her new book, Great Bowls of Food. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. I've really enjoyed going through the book and done a wonderful job with the photography as well as the good writing.
Yes, and actually this is the first time I worked with a talented photographer, David Schmidt. You know, so I made the food and he took the photos and they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they really are. Talk about how it's organized.
Well, it starts out with, you know, how to cook grains and how to have, it has a template so you can just cook grains and make your own bowls up, you know, with a certain amount of grain, a certain amount of vegetables, and there are recipes for sauces and dressings that you can make just solo. And then it goes into breakfast bowls, lunch bowls, there are brothy bowls, and there are dinner bowls, and there are dessert bowls.
Yeah, and there, and in every one I looked, I thought, oh, I'm going to try that one. I really kind of liked, just to be honest, the lunch bowls. I thought, you know what, I could do that. I bring my own lunch every day, because of the timing, when I'm finished, everybody else is already eaten. So I eat on my own, and I bring my own lunch, and I thought, why not a bowl?
Yeah, and they're very packable. You know, you can do them in mason jars, or, you know, you can just pack them in your little lunchbox bowl, and that's just so flexible that way.
I just on that, along that line, your Thai tuna salad bowl with sweet pickles and lime chili dressing. I looked at the recipe, and then I looked at the bowl. I thought, all right, there's one I could do pretty easily.
Yes, and it's really a nice take on, you know, instead of, you know, your mayonnaise tuna salad, it's got that, you know, zesty kind of lime chili Thai flavors instead, and it's very easy, very quick to put together.
Yeah, we're talking canned tuna here.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, this is easy to make.
Yeah, that's the idea, you know, is to make this just so easy, and it's all, you know, good, healthy food, but it's really tasty, too.
What about, I don't know, what would you say in terms of the amount of time to put these together? I think, you know how people are. We're in a hurry, want to, you know, get our meals in quickly. You have shortcuts for making bowls when you don't have a lot of time.
Absolutely. And so it sort of depends. I mean, there are some that might take a little longer, you know, if you've got a little more time. But you can certainly make very quick ones. And I have a lot of tips on how to, say, you know, cook up a batch of grain ahead of time, you know, and just throw them together, really, kind of out of the fridge. And so if you've got a sauce made or a dressing and you've got a bowl. But, yeah, some of the grains are almost instant, you know, whole wheat couscous and things like that. So it's really very quick.
And I like, you know, right now is kind of a good timing as far as I'm concerned. You know, my garden is, you know, really starting to produce some fruits and vegetables, and I think they fit well into these bowls.
They do. And, yeah, and there's a flexibility, too, you know, as if you've got, say, zucchini ready, you know, you can put zucchini into any of these recipes as well. You know, you can just sort of flex around the different vegetables.
Jim and Shano has something for us. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being there this morning. I've been eating out of bowls for over a dozen years, even in restaurants that don't have that as a specialty. I enjoy the fresh foods that you're talking about, but I'm a blind guy. Mm-hmm. So by asking it to be in a bowl, I always feel that there's less of an opportunity for mess on the table.
Uh-huh.
But you should see the look I get from the restaurateurs when I ask for a, you know, a three-egg omelet with bacon and things all cut up together and put it in one of your salad bowls. They sort of hem and haw about it, but they're absolutely delicious. Every meal can come that way.
Why not?
Bet that then they probably, the staff probably go make it for themselves that way after you leave.
Well, I just discovered before I called you that my wife is doing that because it keeps her food hotter.
Oh, sure.
So on hot meals and things like that, that works that way too. But especially this time of the year with the corn and, like you said, Larry, the tomatoes and stuff.
Oh,
boy, that's just good. You can just heap it in there, a chicken bowl for lunch or anything.
Yeah. So, well, thanks.
I wanted to share that, and thank you again.
Yeah, thanks. Jim. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate your call. Some of the grains you recommend as the base aren't really grains at all, but vegetables.
That's right. Well, there's been a movement now, which is some people just would rather eat, you know, they're on the no-carb or the no-grain diet, or they're gluten-free. And so you can make, I have recipes in there on how to make your own cauliflower rice, how to make sweet potato rice, where you just steam the sweet potato dice so it's got still got some texture, or zucchini noodles or different vegetables, you know, so.
I think that's just such a great idea. The cauliflower idea really appealed to me a lot. I enjoy cauliflower anyway, but to have that as a substitute for rice, I mean, there's nothing wrong with rice either, but this is a kind of a different sort of take.
Yeah, it's really fun. I've found that when I'm working with people who want to avoid gluten or avoid grain, you know, this is a great way because you're just getting more vegetables, and most people do not get enough vegetables, so if you're eating a big bowl of cauliflower, you know, that's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have callers online. If you can join in as well at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. What's the best way to cook grains?
Well, you know, I lay out a lot of different ways because people like to cook different ways. I mean, all my life, I've just, you know, put it in a pot. You know, I bring some water to a boil and add the grain and bring it back to a boil and put the lid on and turn it on low. That's just kind of my way. Some people like to cook it more like pasta, just boil it in, you know, a large amount of water and drain it when it's done. But you can get a rice cooker, you can use a slow cooker, you can bake it. I mean, grains, you know, it's very simple. It's just about getting water into a grain.
Ken in Mayville, we'll go to you next. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, appreciate it.
I'm a chef, and I also have my own barbecue sauce business, but I do quite a few bowls on my Instagram account showing different things to do with my sauces and rubs. And I also currently work up at the American Club, and I'm one of the breakfast chefs, and I've developed a really popular bowl. We call it Power Breakfast, which is basically using fresh turmeric and garlic chopped up, and then do some tomatoes, asparagus, quinoa, kale, and top it off with a couple of eggs. It's really nice. It's been a very popular dish.
Oh, man. Ken,
I hope that.
Yeah, I love it, too. We need to take a quick break. Ken, if you can hang on, do that, and we'll be back with our guest, Robin Asville, right after the news. Talking about food bowls today on the show, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio with my guest, Robin Asbell. She is a cookbook writer and chef. She teaches cooking classes around the country. And her latest book is Great Bowls of Food, Grain Bowls, Buddha Bowls, Broth Bowls, and more. Have you eaten food bowls in a local restaurant? What's your favorite? I hope you'll join in the conversation today at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Just look for The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of the page. And we had Ken from Mayville on when we broke for news. Ken, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
So how is the, and you are a chef and cook at the American Club.
Yeah, I work in the Wisconsin room. I do breakfast up there, and I develop all the menu items and stuff. And one of the things that my wife and I used to make at home a lot, and we put it on the menu for breakfast, is we call it Power Breakfast. And it's very, very good, very healthy, and it's been quite popular, actually.
And what? Go back through that just quickly. What was?
Sure. I start with fresh turmeric, which is a lot better than dried turmeric. Gives you a nice, fresh, refreshing, almost a fruity flavor. And I chop that up with some fresh garlic, and saute that in the pan with some shallots, and hit it with some black pepper. Black pepper and the turmeric work well together, and they actually bring the nutrients out of each other, so you get all the anti-inflammatory effects from it. And then I add tomatoes, asparagus, and quinoa, and kale, fresh black kale, and saute that together and put it on the plate with a little bit of arugula, drizzle with some olive oil, extra virgin, and some eggs on top, and very, very good, nutritious, and real healthy.
It sounds really good, doesn't it, Robin?
Yeah, yeah. I love it, seeing quinoa on more menus these days. You know, it's good to be offering whole grains, and turmeric's really hot these days. I've been writing about turmeric and the benefits, of, especially for your brain, you know, so it's great to be throwing that in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call very much. And, Robin, you also have in your book several breakfast bowls that you can talk about as well.
Sure, yeah, and I kind of enjoy that there's, you know, people are not necessarily having, I mean, I like a nice, you know, bowl, you know, sweet breakfast bowl like anybody. You know, you can do your granola and, you know, oats, and there's even, well, actually there's a smoothie bowl where we make a matcha oats island and a strawberry smoothie moat, which is fun. So you mix the matcha tea into the cooked steel-cut oats with a little honey or agave, you know, and make a strawberry smoothie and, you know, serve it all together in a bowl. So it's very refreshing in the summertime. But, you know, you can also do savory bowls. So I really like doing a savory porridge, you know, where it's just instead of it being, you know, honey and oats, it's oats with carrots and salt, and there's a little Parmesan cheese and kale, and you can put sausage links or veggie sausage links and some eggs, and so it's sort of more along the lines of what he was talking about, kind of more of a savory, hearty breakfast.
When you add eggs, do you have them, how do you put them in the bowl? Do you have soft boiled? Are they over easy? Are they...
Well, you know, you can do it any way that pleases you, but I think that there's a real, people are really enjoying right now making eggs that still have a runny yolk, you know, kind of sunny side up, so that then you can break into the yolk and the yolk makes a creamy sauce over the rest of the ingredients in the bowl. But, you know, if you're not up for cooking something that way, you can just scramble them or soft boil them or boil them and slice them. It's all good.
Somebody wondered and asked about back to the grains for just a little bit. Now you can make, you talk about making them ahead a little bit so that you can draw on them. Talk a little bit about that whole process and how long you can store them and things like that after they're...
Sure. Yeah, I am very, I love to, you know, kind of help people strategize so that they can, right, you know, win with their healthy eating. And so one way to do that is to say you've got, you know, Sunday off, you can cook a big batch of your favorite whole grain or two and prep up some vegetables and make a little sauce, and you can have it for the whole week. And that way, say you cook up a big pot of barley or brown rice, you can have it in a breakfast bowl. You can have it in a lunch bowl. You know, you can heat it up or you can eat it cold, and you've got it all ready to go. So, you know, you're set up to succeed.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, I looking at the photos, you organize, your bowls seem to be well organized, to me anyway. How do you put a bowl together?
Well, I really, you know, I sort of talk in the beginning about how I see the bowl as a moment that you can take a moment to be mindful. Is because we just stuff our food away mindlessly and we eat without even really paying attention. And so I like the idea of taking your bowl, taking a moment, you know, to put your filling, you know, put your grains in the bottom, and then make a little composition of the different ingredients on top. And I like that each of them be separate so that you can taste each one separately, so each bite is a little different. And I just sort of look at it as, you know, the top of it as having different quadrants or different areas. And so you can put, say, some pickled beets on one side and some sauerkraut on the other side and put the green next to the orange and the red next to the yellow and make it pretty, because you deserve to eat something that's pretty, you know, and to take the time to enjoy your food.
And another thing I kind of noticed, and I'm not sure if I'm correct on this, but as I looked at all the photos, I think you had different bowls for in each photo, different kinds of bowls, different
colors.
Yes,
and I think that's and this is something I got. My father taught ceramics when I was growing up and was a potter, and so we had all these different bowls that he would bring home, right, that he had made. Maybe they weren't perfect, but enough to go with a set. And so we had, you would go to the cupboard and you would pick a small bowl or a big bowl or that funny one with the orange lump on the side. And then, you know, you would put the food in there. And I think it's fun to look at your bowl and like decide, do I want my food in a wide bowl with a rim on it, or I want it in a deep bowl? And so, and it was fun, yeah, putting all the different bowls in different settings for the photos.
Yeah, I like that, and frankly, the bowls seem to, and just enhance the appearance of the meal.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, it's just, why not, again, take a moment to pick the right bowl.
Why not? Indeed. Talking today with Robin Asbell about her new book, Great Bowls of Food. I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments, or maybe your own experiences to share with bowls, give a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us. The email address is talk@WPR.org, or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Sauces come into your conversation pretty often, too. And adding a sauce, what are the options that we have?
Oh, well, you know, it's all over the place. I mean, you can make, you know, I've got different, you know, there's a homemade barbecue sauce. There are condiments like Gamasio, which is, you know, kind of a different seeds toasted with salt. I've got glazed nori strips and sweet and savory pecans and a recipe for making coconut bacon and things like that. Yeah, and so you can put that or fruit salsa, or there's a kimchi sesame dressing. So there's a lot of different, you know, you can do hot and spicy sauce. You can do, or you can just buy a jar of pizza sauce at the store and put that over. You know, it's all good.
Let's talk about that coconut bacon for a minute.
Yeah, that's been a real hot thing with vegans for a while now, is you just get those wide coconut flakes, and you can just toss that with some soy sauce and liquid smoke and different seasonings, and you just bake those, and it dries that smoky coating onto the coconut, and it's just delicious. You know, it's this sort of sweet, smoky flakes of coconut, and, you know, it doesn't really taste like bacon, but it sure is yummy.
Well, it sounded really good to me. I that's something I've got to try myself, because I thought, oh, that's so much fun. I mean, that's a lot of your book is kind of fun.
It is. It's fun. It's, you know, it's flexible. It's easy. And it's all the kind of food you can just sit down with your nice, you know, comforting bowl and eat it with a spoon.
Let's take some calls. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Turn to Lori in Hale's Corner next. Hi, Lori. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hi, Larry. I feel like we're old friends or something. I'm calling because there used to be, maybe there still is, an event called Empty Bowls. I don't know if you recall hearing about that. It was a way of funding some homeless programs, and what it would happen would be you'd have some artisans and some volunteers make bowls, even children. They'd make bowls, and they'd have this event. Oh, in Oak Creek it was for a while, and then there'd be different restaurateurs that would step up, and they would make different kinds of soup. And you would donate a certain amount of money to each helping of soup that you got. And it was so fun. And it supported feeding homeless people.
And you got to keep the bowl?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And maybe I had three bowls at one time, usually, stuff like that. And I was just wondering if your guest saw any connection or possible future connection to something like that.
Yeah, I've heard about that. People have brought that up to me since the book came out, and sure, I'd love to work with a group like that. But so far, I have not found them.
There's a huge, you know, I have a lot of bowls at home, and many of those, frankly, I think almost all of them came from what is called the Super Bowl, which happens the weekend before the football Super Bowl. This is S-O-U-P-E-R Bowl. And the proceeds from that go for Habitat for Humanity. And it's on the same line. There's over 1,000 people show up for this. And you get a bowl of soup or have as many bowls as you want. And then you get to take the bowls home with you at the end. You don't eat out of the bowl. They give you a separate bowl to eat out of or, you know, something. And then you take your nice clean bowl home with you. And I love it because as I was looking at your bowls, I was thinking, you know, I've got a lot of bowls that kind of look like that and different. It's fun to serve food in bowls that don't match.
Yes. Yeah, it's really, you know, and that way, again, you've got different shapes and different sizes and, you know, everybody can have the bowl they want.
I really, Lori, thanks again for calling on that. brought to mind the Habitat for Humanity Super Bowl that my daughter and I go to that, and friends go to that pretty much every single year, and always come home with, and sometimes I'll buy an extra bowl or two if I see one that I really like and is different from everything else that I have, I'll get it. Thanks again. Mary in Eagle River up next. Hi, Mary.
Hi, it's Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn, sorry.
I was thinking, as I've listened to this, I know how I'm going to start my Christmas shopping. What a wonderful Christmas gift. Buy the bowl book and go to Potter's or Craft Fairs or whatever and get a set of bowls, different sizes, and spoons. And how unique, and wouldn't that be a fun thing?
Oh,
well, that's a great idea.
I bet you really like that idea, Robin.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I'm just finding that people are really responding because, again, it's all skill levels and families and friends. And so, and I've been teaching classes about the bowls, and people have really been enjoying coming to the classes, too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. Thanks, Marilyn.
Absolutely. And so that's what I'm going to be doing.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Appreciate that call. What a wonderful idea. The book and some bowls and some spoons. What could be? That's a perfect Christmas gift for sure. Loretta in River Falls. Hi, Loretta.
Hey, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
I just had two comments to address some of the previous speakers. One was about the Bowls for Charity in River Falls, Wisconsin. The university does a Bowls for Hope every year where artisans make bowls and children also from the schools, and they have a soup community. Businesses have a soup competition who can make the best soup, and it's a charity event that's a lot of fun in the spring. I think it's like in March. And then you asked about if we've had any bowls or whatever in restaurants, our experiences, and I wanted to share that also. Well, I guess it's in Hudson. A new barbecue place went up where they're putting barbecue in bowls, which we never had thought of that concept. We went there a couple weeks ago, and it was really very good, different types of barbecue with different vegetables and stuff on top. So,
oh.
Yeah, it was delicious.
It sounds
well. That's a great idea.
I was trying to remember if you had a barbecue recipe.
Yes, there's a bowl in the book that's diced sweet potatoes, and then it has barbecue sauce baked either chicken or tofu, so it can be vegetarian. And then there's some corn chips and corn and cabbage and slaw. Yeah, there's some slaw on there. So it's sort of like, you know, everything that would go with the chicken dinner with the barbecue. And then you put a little barbecue sauce on there because people just love barbecue sauce. And corn chips, a few corn chips for garnish.
Oh, that makes sense. Thanks, Loretta.
Thank you.
And Judith in Wausau, on to you. Hi, Judith.
Hi. I just wanted to call and add some information in regard to Empty Bowls.
Yeah.
Which is, as far as I understand it, is a national organization and sponsors events all over the country. I know someone who does this in Iowa. There's a big Empty Bowls event every November in Stevens Point, in Wausau, in Marshfield. The one in Wausau has been going on, I believe, for 6 or 7 years, the one in Stevens Point for over a decade. But I believe if you go online and Google Empty Bowls, you will get kind of a wealth of information. But that event, which, again, is in all the locations, is serving a bowl of soup to people and having these artisan bowls as what you walk away with from the event, and making a contribution to here our local food pantries is what it's all about.
Oh, thank you so much, Judith. So Empty Bowls, a national organization, that might be one that you could hook up with, Robin, at some point.
You never know. Yeah, I know. And I did work with, you know, getting bowls for the book from a local potter just to have some nice handmade bowls from him as well.
Yeah.
Eric Reese loaned me some bowls. And so it's always good to support your local potter.
You mentioned teaching. Talk a little bit about your own work aside from writing books.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I also teach cooking, and I teach around here. I live in Minneapolis, so I teach at Cooks of Crooked Hill and Valley Natural Foods Co-op and different places, and I also travel around the country and to Mexico once a year. And I just love spreading the word about just making really, really delicious food that just happens to be good for you.
There are a lot of familiar tastes in the book. The pizza bowl is one that I thought, well, that's interesting. You think it's easier to transition to a different type of food if there are recognizable flavors?
Yes, and that's, I also work with people as a private chef sometimes, and so people who are always wanting to, you know, eat a little more healthfully. And of course, you know, it's much easier if, say, you love pizza, if I make you a healthier pizza. You know, I mean, something with more vegetables and some whole grains in the crust, or in this case, that's a polenta bowl, so that's a beautiful whole grain, and you just put pizza toppings on top, and it's, you know, it's a something kids like, and, you know, everybody loves pizza.
It looks good, too. And your photo of it is very nice. You've sent us a recipe that we posted on, and thanks so much for doing that, your big Buddha bowl to share with our listeners. And there's a lot of things going on in this recipe. It's really cool. Why is it a good example of what we've been talking about today?
Well, that one really is. It's the Buddha bowl that I decided to feature in the book. It's got, you know, the turmeric in the dressing, and the dressing has a whole, you know, ginger and turmeric and fresh and dates, you know, and different ingredients. And then the bowl is just got green soybeans, the edamame, and frika grain, and avocado, and pea shoots, and cabbage. So it's really kind of an example of a big, you know, verdant, vegetable-rich Buddha bowl.
Yeah,
and people really like it.
Yeah, I bet they do. It looks great, and we do have it up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You also had a number of dessert bowls, and I don't think, have we mentioned dessert bowls? I don't think we have.
Not really, no, and that's another one. You know, it's like we're so used to always having, what, you know, a brownie or something like that, or a piece of cake, but in these, there's things like the creamy pistachio oats with cherries and shaved chocolate. You know, so you make your whole or steel-cut oats, you know, and make that as a dessert. And I did a honey cinnamon drizzled farro with strawberries and cocoa chev cheese with walnuts. So you mix some chocolate in with that creamy goat cheese and put little circles of that on top. And so there's lots of fun bowls. There's even a banana pudding and red rice trifle where you layer the cooked grains and banana pudding. And so very yummy.
I haven't eaten yet today. Well, I had breakfast, but that was a long time ago. You're making me really hungry here, Robin. And you mentioned cherries, and, you know, we're kind of, this is the cherry season in Wisconsin, kind of getting to the end of it right now. But what a great opportunity to add some of those Wisconsin cherries into a dessert. It sounds absolutely wonderful to me. Well, how's the book doing? It's a pretty new book.
Yeah, it's doing great. It's going to be featured actually in People magazine in the month of August, and in Clean Eating magazine in September. And it's been getting a lot of good reviews. And you can always catch up with me on my website at robinasbell.com. And I've been doing a lot of different little TV spots demonstrating, you know, bowls from the book. And so it's been great. I'm getting a really good response.
Well, Robin, it's been great talking with you today. Thanks so much, and look forward to visiting with you again. Thank you.
Well, thanks, and I hope you get some lunch.
I will indeed, right after this program, as a matter of fact. Robin Asbell, whose book is titled Great Bowls of Food. You can go online to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, get links. I'm sure you'll be able to buy it anywhere, take a look at it, pretty much in any of your local bookstores. Great to have her along. Well, tomorrow at this time, our guest will talk about getting the most out of your farmer's market and about women who have become farmers. So hope you'll join us for that. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.